Okay, let's go ahead and get started. My name is Gurpreet Singh Pal. I'm the Vice President of Bing Products Global Ecosystem. My responsibility is to drive a lot of the Bing AI knowledge from the web into our own products at Microsoft and also into a lot of third-party products. So good examples would be Yahoo Search, AOL Search, Amazon, and many, many such partners around the world. So I would like to welcome you guys to Build, and today is the first day, so right after the keynote. But also, as my luck would have it, it's always after lunch. So I hope you guys had a good lunch and you're back awake. You had enough caffeine to wake you up, and we want to make sure that you don't miss any of this. I have with me Brian King and Kalpesh Bimani, who are going to be presenting, and then we have invited one of our partners, a little surprise, and we'll pull up what that is during the session. So with that, let's talk about where we are right now. So we are at the convention center. Why is that important? We'll get into it. And then I'm going to start telling you what's happening around the globe. So as we speak, while I'm speaking, there are millions of updates being made to the web, millions. Whether they are tweets, web page changes, updates to the knowledge graph properties of various things that are changing. And this is just happening while I was just speaking to you, while I was doing the intro. And why is this so important? That there is so much of information being generated and updates being generated, knowledge being generated, and that's where we come in. That's where Bing actually comes in. And we are capturing the knowledge of the web and the knowledge graph about application. So we index over 100 billion documents, which are constantly being refreshed. We are capturing news, we are capturing images, we are capturing information about entities, updates about entities, about the application graph, because we literally have hundreds of thousands of servers which are indexing and capturing and categorizing this information to make it available to you. And how do we make that available to you? As I said, we have a massive web graph. We have we know of over 2 billion entities in our knowledge graph. We publish over a billion entities. We know over a few million applications. Not are these applications being new ones being created and posted, but they're being updated as well. So we have all this information as part of our index and our graphs. And we are the only set of APIs that I can say that very, very confidently that actually makes it available to developers, and the most comprehensive set. So in the morning, Satya talked about cognitive services and how several of our customers and partners and our solutions are leveraging cognitive services. Then we had Scott Guthrie, who talked about cognitive services and different kinds of cognitive services. I'll get into that, but the real reality here is Bing is one of the largest contributors to cognitive services in terms of usage and the number of services either we directly ship, the APIs that we ship, and how we contribute to other cognitive services, which I'll talk about. And then the most interesting thing is, how do you take advantage? Because it's very, very hard to build a search engine, to build an index, which is in the hundreds of thousands of servers, which is totally globally available. And how do you harness the power of it through our APIs and services? And also the AI that we generate, which I'll talk about in that process. So in this session, what we're going to do is we're going to first hear about our latest innovations announcements. We've had cognitive services for 3 years, if you remember. We did it at Build at Moscone Center. I was part of the launch, so I remember that clearly. We've grown the number of services, and Satya talked about 35 services today. And I'll get into what those are, but we are making these available, and we'll first time expose you to some new ones that we've either shipped or we have planned to ship. And then we have Kalpesh from our development engineering team here, and he's actually going to build a real life application using taking advantage of some of these services. And then last but not the least, we have Nathaniel from our, he actually brought his robot, which will show you a robot and how that robot is taking advantage of the knowledge of the web. We've been partnering for a while. The name of the robot is Pillow, and how Pillow is taking advantage of the knowledge of the web that I referred to. So let's talk about cognitive services. So for AI, we are creating, you know, we are giving computer the capability to see, to hear, to understand, to read. And a lot of these services, obviously you can see search, that makes very a lot of sense to you, but even knowledge, it's being generated from a knowledge graph. Now, in terms of vision, right, we have one of the largest indices of images in the world, in the billions of images. And we understand those images, and we are able to then take that knowledge, right, and turn into to image AI. And we'll show you example of Bing Visual Search that we are launching today, and how we are taking advantage and how you can take advantage of it. Speech, again, from Bing, we get a lot of signal. We have 475 million monthly active users who are asking us questions, showing us images, or speaking to us, because we have voice search, text search, and all these various forms. And then that's what we can do in order to get much better natural language understanding and spoken language. On the language side, we really true get not only the queries, but we get a lot of context. And people ask us the same question 500 different ways. And we know that if you ask us 500 different ways, we don't care, because we know how to understand that and give you the right answer, right, using natural language. I'd already talked about the knowledge graph. And then let me just expand this a little bit and say, firstly, thing to remember is, and I think Scott also mentioned it, all of our APIs are RESTful APIs. So you can just use them, right? Just a few lines of code. We'll show you how on stage today how we do that. And then you want to use Node.js, you want to use C#. We don't care if you're writing it for Android, whichever platform you're writing it, you can actually take advantage of these services. I've shared the list of kind of platforms and dev environments there. And last but not the least, they come from almost 25 years of Microsoft research, from our MSR lab, from the largest AI application we operate, which is Bing. And then, of course, we partner with our friends in Azure Machine Learning and contribute to that, and tons of documentation. And we've done a pretty good job of making this documentation and samples available to all most places where you look at and provide all these SDKs in the format that you expect. So let's expand quickly on what cognitive services are there. You read the word Bing spell check, you know, in language, etc. But I also want to point out a lot of these services are actually being contributed by Microsoft, by Bing. And like content moderator, it uses a lot of the adult filtering technology that comes out of Bing. For vision, we train our basic models using billions of images in Bing. So these are just examples, but we are going to focus, we are not going to limit ourselves, but we are going to focus on these APIs and services today. So auto-suggest, Bing web search, video, image, and then of course, the new ones, Bing Statistics, we just added, Bing Visual Search, and then Bing Custom Search, we introduced about 6 months ago. And there's tons of momentum here. We now have since we launched this in October, we have over 9,000 new subscriptions of the Bing APIs and services. For Custom Search, we have over 1,800 customers who've already adopted Custom Search. So with that, I am going to hand this over to Brian King. He's the group program manager for our Bing APIs. And thank you, Brian.
Thanks very much, Gurpreet. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Build. I'm so excited to be back at Build and to see all of you here today. I actually even recognize a few of your faces. Some of you popped down to us at the expo booth earlier. Thank you for the increased audio. So what I'm going to talk to you today are about some of the exciting new releases that we have coming out today. You're going to be, since you came to us, you're super important to us. We're going to tell you about our new releases. You're going to hear about them here first, which is really great. And the first one that I'm going to talk about is Bing Visual Search API. So this is a new one to the Cognitive Services lineup. And what Visual Search API will allow you to do is to recognize the context of the images. Now, why is that important? Well, there's the old adage of a picture tells a picture is worth 1,000 words. And it's true that an image is worth really 1,000 searches, especially if something is very, very hard to describe. You know, what's that jacket that you're wearing? What watch am I wearing today? What's that really strange chandelier that my friend has hanging in his foyer? I might not be able to describe that in terms of text, but if I can take a picture of it and I can apply it to search, and you might have seen that ability on Bing.com today, I can easily pull back other other pictures or other items and the pages that related to. Now, Visual Search API even goes beyond that because it's not so much what we can do on Bing.com for you as a customer as Bing.com. That's great. But what can you do for your customers in your applications? So as developers, you want to be able to use these APIs to enhance your applications to make them better for your customers. And Visual Search API will allow you to do that. So it will take an image from your application, and it will return rich content. It will return multiple entities. You can see here in our little graphic here, he's taking a picture of this guy, and you can see that it's identifying the suit, his watch, and other things, and it will return a bunch of information. But true to my word that a picture is worth 1,000 words, I'm going to show you a quick video so you can get a sense of this API. Thank you. So so as you saw there from that video, as you're watching that, I hope you're imagining that there's an application that you can create that's just like the one on the mobile device in the video, where you can leverage the Visual Search API. Now, we're demoing this in the expo at one of our booths. I'll show you a map at the end where you can come and find that. And we also have a theater session on this. I heard somebody asking for, hey, can we see a demo? And they'll be demoing that at that theater session as well. So I'll give you details of that at the end. OK, so next, we're going to talk about Custom Search V2. Now, Gurpreet mentioned that last October, we released Custom Search. And it was very well received, and thank you for that, for those of you who are customers. And we wanted to quickly iterate on that, and we heard some of the feature requests that you had for custom search. And today we're releasing V2. So custom search, as you know, you can benefit from the powerful ranking that Bing has, but you can take custom search and you can scope it down to your website, your company. So what's your domain or your set of domains, and how can you provide a search experience for your users so that they can find your products or services on your website? So with V2, we're building on that, and we're adding a bunch of additional capabilities. So you asked for it. So we're providing a few new things: custom image search, custom auto-suggest, instant staging, which I know sounds a little cryptic, but I'll demo that for you in a moment. It's ultimately the fact that you want to be able to make changes and review them before you publish them live. We also now support multiple admin logins, so we don't just have one account where you can modify your custom search. You can share it out with others across your company and have multiple people modifying your instance. And the other thing that you'll see on my list here is Bing Statistics, where we want to be able to allow you to take all of that great data that you're collecting from your customers and be able to review that. So that's my lead into the fact that we're also announcing today a Bing Statistics add-in. So we won't just have Bing Statistics for custom search, although I'll demo it to you through that portal. We actually will have Bing Statistics for all of our APIs. So if you're a standard Bing web search API user, an image search user, video search user, you'll be able to get statistics on that. And I'll demonstrate that to you in a moment. So the Bing statistics will provide things like top queries, queries by market, user agent, response code, and various filters that we've provided to you so you can review that. Now, that's really, really useful, because if I'm wanting to know which products are people coming and searching for, even competitor products that people are coming for searching for on my site, I want to know what those top queries are. I want to know what those top queries are by market. I want to know if my users are seeing any errors. I want to be able to slice and dice across those, so you can do that today. So let's go ahead and jump to a demo. I'm going to switch over here to my demo machine, and we'll take you through this. So this just went live this morning. Those of you who are custom search users will notice a few differences to the custom search admin portal that you may have been using in the past. And I'm going to step through those for you now. So as we look at the admin portal here, the admin portal allows us to control a particular instance. And in my particular case, I want to create a new gaming site. I have a new gaming company. I want to create a gaming site. And I want to be able to show all of the great products on that. Now, to pretend that I have a gaming site, I've added one particular domain, and actually even a subpart of that domain, of Xbox here. But to create a custom search, it's as easy as just adding a URL like that. So this does not look like a valid website. You're right, because it doesn't look like a valid website. That's not a valid website, but this will be a valid website. If I grab that and I paste it in there, there we go. So much for practicing. You'll see a new message that's come up here as part of that. So on the top, it's now telling me that the configuration I'm looking at is not the one that's live for my users to see. So what am I doing here? I'm adding something as simple as, this could be yourcompany.com, and just by adding that simple domain here in the admin portal, I can try that out. So I wanted all of our good gaming content that we have on Xbox and the Microsoft Store here as my pretend content for my pretend company. So let me type in Gears of War here. Let's go with 4, the latest one. And immediately after I add those URLs to the left-hand side of the admin portal here, I can see I'm getting custom results back from the entire Bing index that's scoped down to just my scope that I've put in there for the URLs. So in your case, that would be mycompany.com. Insert your favorite domain here. And by just entering that on the left-hand side of the portal, you immediately have a custom search capability on the right. So there are a few other features that we added as well, and I should take you through those as well. So the first of these that I mentioned is that we now have the ability to stage instance. So you can make changes here, but they don't become part of the production view that your users see until you publish them to production. So I'm going to go ahead and publish to production. Yes, we'd like to do that. Thank you. And I can show you the many different ways that we can go and consume that. So we give you multiple endpoints. And this is actually this is what I wanted to paste there. There we go. We give you multiple endpoints. We give you API endpoints. So if I type in gears here, you'll get a sense of the JSON response that would come back. So great. If you want to create your own endpoints, and we'll show you extensively in a demo in a moment how you can do that. If you want to take that JSON and you want to create your own presentation layer, great. You can go wild and you can do that. But say you don't have a massive development team. Say you just want to, you know, take something that's a little bit more out of the box. Well, we've got you covered there too. We have a hosted UI. And in the hosted UI, I can configure the hosted UI to look and feel the way I want to. Now, let's go ahead and do that in our configuration area and show you what that looks like. So I've got multiple layouts that I can choose. I can choose the look and feel. I can choose different color themes. And I can do things like decide whether I want a dark title, if I want a light title, if I want to actually add in a logo here. Let's go ahead and do that. I've got a nice little logo URL that I put aside here. Let's grab that really quick. And let's add a graphic logo in there. Great. So now I've got a little Xbox logo. And I can go ahead and add some subscription keys. Great. And I'm in good place there. So we can go ahead and save that. Excellent. And we'll publish that out. Yes, we would like to publish that. So now if I go to the production environment, I can look at the hosted UI and you'll see those changes. There's my logo. Now I can type in Gears of War 4 was my example. And there you see my results coming back. But you're seeing something else coming back here as well. You're seeing auto-suggest. Great segue, thank you, to the auto-suggest area. So we have added auto-suggest to custom search. It was one of the feature requests that we got from all of you. And adding auto-suggest is as easy as just entering in the potential queries here. So I could add, you know, I could add Forza Ultimate as an additional one. And I can also get Bing to add additional suggestions for me too. So as I'm using this, as I start to type in, for example, my Gears of War example, there are additional supplemental auto-suggest items that are being added by Bing for me based on the ones that I've entered already. And they're all applicable to my site. Because based on all that information we know about the web and how much it's being used, we can tell what queries that people are using on Bing to find that similar information that people are using on your site. So we can do that. So great. So then finally, we can take a look and see what that looks like in production. So we have our various endpoints here, and we've looked at the hosted UI variant. But I also wanted to show you that we provide a HTML endpoint for you for free. We only charge you for the queries. But we provide this on Azure for you, so that now, if I come in here and I type in Gears of War 4, you can see here I'm actually getting results back. The other really nice thing that we've added are image results. So I can also bring back image results. And this is, again, hosted UI, and you can see we're providing filtering capabilities for you across images as well. And that's all built into the hosted UI. So you have a choice. I can either use the JSON response that's coming back for either the web or images, or I can use the hosted UI and I can either frame that in, or I can send people out to the hosted experience, and all of the clicks are going to go back to your site anyway, so that it doesn't matter if you're sending them off to another site for the search experience. Okay, great. So the one last thing that I wanted to show you here in this on this thing, and I'm after tabbing out here to this view, so let me go back. Let me just grab that other tab back here. Great. Let's make it nice and big so you can still see it. Is statistics. So statistics is the other area that we've added. And what statistics will allow us to do is to look at our data across, look at the data of the queries that are coming into our site. And we can do that across a time frame. We can do it across various endpoints. We can do it across markets. So let's see what it looks like across the last 24 hours. So I get much more refined data there across day to day. I can limit that by market. So let me just look at just the Japanese market. Wasn't aware I was getting customers from there. Great, oh, I am a few, and it's actually peaked up since I did that recent SEM campaign. That's fantastic. Or I can clear all of these off, and I can see across for my data for the past months all of the queries that I've been getting. And you can see here we're seeing a breakdown by market. I can see a breakdown by response code, so I can see that, oh, there are actually some people here who are getting some kind of error, 8%. So I'll want to dig into that, and I'll want to research with my devs, why am I seeing some errors coming back for some of these queries? And then finally, what's the safe search distribution? So people have the ability to set safe search settings on your web results. And people will want to determine whether or not you're using Safe Search on the site. So what are your users using? So that's great. So then the final thing that I wanted to show you here is just a quick summary. You can look through your instance. You can see how it's configured in the production environment so that you know exactly how it is you have it set up. So I can go ahead and I can change my configuration, and I'm not worried about not knowing what my end production endpoint looks like. Great, so that's custom search. So with that, I'm just going to head back over here to our slides really quickly. Okay. All right, so there's a couple of other things that I'm just going to cover quickly before we go into our coding demo. We have a couple of projects coming to our lab section of Cognitive Services. Now, the lab section of Cognitive Services is where we try out new things, and we display them to you and give you access to them so that you can give us feedback, you can try them out in their early stages. The first one of these is called URL Preview, and URL Preview is the URL preview is the capability that informs user inputs and clicks by allowing them to preview. So what does that look like? So say, for example, I typed in my example there, www.xbox.com. And if I type that into my example of Skype here, URL preview returns the text, description, and image information to allow you to create a card for your users. So you can see how a lot of users would use that today in a lot of those messaging apps, those popular messaging apps. Or if you wanted to make a determination if somebody was entering in URL information into your application and you wanted to make a determination of, is this family friendly, is it appropriate content, then you can use URL preview for that. The other one that we have in labs, I didn't want to go forward there for me, is Project Answers. So Project Answers allows you to create experiences and get users to answers fast. And you'll see these, the reason I'm showing you this is you'll see these later when we're showing you our demonstration of Pilo. And you'll see that on Bing today, when I type in something along the lines of, what is the circumference of the Earth? It will come back with an answer for me. It's going to tell me that the circumference of the Earth is there. It's 40,075 kilometers. Great. Well, wouldn't it be great if you had access to those kind of answers for your applications as well? So taking that knowledge of the web and allowing you to insert it directly into your applications. So with the Answers project, sure enough, we will take a query like, what is the circumference of the Earth? And we will return that fact to you. So you can see there the JSON that we're returning in the Answers Lab. Okay, great. The final one that I wanted to cover, and this is a shout out to the GIF search team in China who asked me to cover this. As part of our image search API now, we've done additional extensive work on GIF search. So GIF search is becoming a very big thing for a lot of, again, mobile devices and chat applications. And as part of our image search API, we now allow filtering down to GIF images and GIF capabilities. So we also, this is being a little slow here, there we go. We also provide you in our image response, we provide you all the information you need for that, including the thumbnail, the link back to the original content, height and width information, so that you can show that well. Okay, great. So the next thing that I wanted to move on to is our coding demo. And I want to invite up Kalpesh, and I'll let Kalpesh introduce himself in a moment. But earlier, I was in custom search, and I'll let you get set up there. You saw earlier I was in custom search, and I was setting up an example of custom search where I was using Xbox.com as an example of content. Now, Kalpesh and I, we're big into gaming. We like gaming a lot. Yeah. And we actually wanted to create our own company, Contoso Extreme Gaming. And we thought to ourselves, we've got all this great content that is on Xbox, but let's pretend for a moment that that's our content. And we want to actually create a really cool site to allow people to find information about their favorite their games and products. So we like playing Forza and Gears of War. So we're working through that. But we want to create our own site. And since we're all developers here at our developer conference, we wanted to have the ability to show you at length the set of capabilities that we have through our RESTful APIs for you to be able to create that yourself.
Thanks, Brian. I'm Kalpesh. I'm the engineering manager for the Bing APIs platform and the developer experience team. I'm very excited to be here, and I'm glad that you are spending your time and attending this session. Hopefully, you will have some learnings at the end of this session and apply it to your business. So what I'm going to do is build an application, as Brian said, which will allow your customers to discover your products on your web page easily. So you can see how easy it is to use the Cognitive Services API as well as the SDK to build this application, and we'll go through that process here right now.
That'll be fantastic. Great. All right, so why don't we go ahead and switch over?
Yeah. So as you can see on my screen, I have the custom search documentation. We have lots of quick starts in different languages because we know you develop in different languages. We also have tutorials and how-to guides. So I'm going to use some of the code from here to actually build the application. So if I go into the tutorial section here, you already saw that Brian has actually gone through these steps and created a custom search instance. So once the instance is created, we actually then can use it in our application. So there are steps here to actually create a Visual Studio application. So I've followed this step and actually created an Visual Studio application here. It's an ASP.NET application and it's going to use jQuery. This application can be developed in many other ways, but I just chose to use jQuery and ASP.NET. It's a client-server application where the server is going to be in ASP.NET. So let me just walk you through some of the code here. So we have a controller and a basic route setup, which is the entry point into your server code. It currently has a one function, get function, which is doing nothing actually. It's just getting the query, but it's not actually using it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the documentation, go to the C# quick start. I'm going to quickly pick few lines of code that allows me to retrieve the results from the custom search instance. So I'm going to just paste it here. So you can see that it's having the cognitive API call, the custom search API call. It's using the query. And for the config ID, I'm going to use the one that Brian has set up. So I already have it here. And then for the subscription key, you need to also replace it with your own subscription key.
Right, you can either get yourself a free subscription key or a paid subscription key at the Azure portal. That's easy to do.
So that's it, actually. This 4 or 5 lines of code actually gives you access to the power of web through the Bing API. And you can see the results. I will just also go over. I have a client code here, which is basically an HTML file. It's having reference to jQuery. There's a search button and a search box. And then in the handler of this search button, we just make an AJAX call. And once the call is successful, we just show it as a list of result blocks. So let's give it a try and see if it works. So it's building right now. And cool. So we have a text box and a search button. We'll just try a query.
Nice. Okay.
So this is what we get. We have by default we get these results. We can see that there's a lot more results that Bing can provide, and you can add pagination also here. And by default we are getting the title, URL, and snippet. So this is great, but this is pretty dry. So let's try to add some more functionality to this page so that it looks like a products page. So I'm going to...
Yeah, let's goose it up a bit.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to the... and quickly add a header and a footer so that it looks like a company web page. Okay.
I'm glad it's okay. You doing the typing, not me.
Yeah. Okay, and the one other thing we'll add is to show the images. So for showing the image, I'm going to just change this. This is a helper function I have to show the images in the grid format, and I will go through that image function with you. So what does that helper function does is does the data that is written from the API is just validating the data. It's actually looking at image and then adding it to the HTML and creating the grid. So let me just run it and see if it works. Sometimes I need to clear up the cache. So let me just do that. Okay, so here's our headers. And let's keep it 200. Okay. So now if I search, I should see
nice.
a grid with image. Looks more like a products page here. Image description, title, URL. One other functionality that you get by default is spell check. So even if I spell it wrong, it will actually correct the spelling and issue the right query.
Oh, so I really need that, so that's good.
It's an intelligence that we add. One thing to mention here is if you look at the documentation, you can see the actual data classes. And this is what also you can use to when you retrieve the data from the API to parse and create the objects. So this is what I also used. So what do you think, Brian?
I think it's pretty good, but man, we released the Visual Search API today, so.
That's right.
I think we need to bring that on board. I think, yeah. Wouldn't it be great if I could, like, if I had a, like, you know, hey, can you tell me more about this device? Yeah, let's try, like, a device, for example.
Mm-hmm. Can we do you want to try it out?
Do you want to try and see if we can make Visual Search work?
Sure.
Demo gods are with us today. Okay, let's give it a go.
Okay. So for Visual Search, I'm actually going to use the SDK. We have an SDK in NuGet as a package, and we have a sample in GitHub. And I just wanted to show you that it's also pretty easy to use the SDK. So we used the Cognitive Services API. Now I'm going to use the SDK. In the SDK, there is this, in the samples, you can see there is a getting started section, which also allows you to which documents the steps you need to have the SDK in your solution. And I have actually gone through that step. And you can see I have a package here, NuGet package. Currently, I'm using the preview package, but the production package is also available now. And in terms of the actual code, what happens is for the image, search by image, the client needs to actually upload an image file. It can be an image taken through a camera, or it can be an image from internet. So to upload the image, we need to have a post handler. So we will upload the image in a post body. So here I have a post handler in my server code, which is doing nothing. It's just converting the image file into a stream. So I'm going to actually, again, copy-paste some code from the sample and to handle the image. So I need a couple of lines of code from here. So first is to add the references. So I'm going to just go back and add the references. Then I need few more lines of code to instantiate the class and invoke the API. So let me go to the post handler. I'm pasting it code there. I already have this code to convert the image into a stream. So I'm just going to skip that and then pick this line of code. Cool. And finally, I'm going to go through this helper function as well. And return this object. So now this API, and I need to change the subscription key again. Okay. So by default, the image search will actually search in the entire internet and all the images that Bing has indexed. But you would like to actually limit it to your domain. So I'm actually going to show you how to limit it to the domain. I will create a object here for that. And all of this is available in the documentation as well. So I'm going to limit it to the domain that Brian has set up, which is, in this case, actually, it's xbox.com. And then I'm going to use that object here.
Nice.
So this is it. So this will basically allow you to search by image. Now, the response from the image API consists of various tags. The tags are things like the results, visual search results, related searches, shopping sources, and things like that. So today we are going to use actually the visual search results and the related searches. So I have created an object here, the data object, which is having those visual search results and related searches. And each of those objects will also have things like display name, click URL, and additional metadata.
There's a lot of metadata comes back from visual search.
Right.
It's impressive what you get back from one call.
And in terms of the actual helper function that I mentioned, I will show it to you. It's just parsing the results that we got back from visual search and is able to parse it back and convert it into the object that we require. So it's just looking for certain tags and then parsing it back. Now we have to do some adjustments in our client code because we need to be able to allow the client to upload a file. So we need to add a couple of more controls. So I already have to save time here. I already have such an HTML that I'm going to just copy and paste. So one thing it adds is this image find, which is a handler to the select file control. What it does is it takes the file that is selected by the user and uploads it to the server, in which, in our case, it's the server that we have created, and then waits for the results. Once the results are in, it will actually parse the result and then invoke this helper function to show it in a grid format. So let's see if this works. I think we have all the pieces here.
So. Okay, fingers crossed.
Okay. Okay, maybe I need to close it down. Okay.
So now you know the coding demo is real.
I think I have it. Yep. So we should have it. Change anything. Okay. I think. The instance is, let me
ship it here.
No, it's, I think there was something going on. It's running.
There was something weird. No, it built. Yeah. You couldn't see anything wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, so there we go. Visual search button.
Visual search button. Clicking on this shows up this file open dialog. I have a few pictures here for the controllers and the game, and I will go over some of that. So once I select the image, you can see the image is here as an input image. It goes to our server. We compare it. We understand the image, compare it with lots of different images.
Nice.
And these are all limited to the domain that we have selected. And you can see we also return the related searches. So there is a lot of information is being returned. I am restricting it to just the related searches and the products. You can also see that if I have an image which is rotated, it will still work fine and show me all the products for those images.
Right, because it's doing a semantic comparison.
Yeah, it can also do an exact search on the product, like for this game. It can show you that this is an exact product that it was there, one product on your site, and it can show you that. So what do you think, Brian?
That's fantastic. It's super powerful. Nice.
So
nice job,
thank you. In summary, we started with using the Cognitive Services API and quickly created the search by text functionality on your website. Then we used the Visual Search SDK to add the search by image feature on your website. Mm-hmm. So I think it's pretty powerful. Hope you can try it out and give us some feedback. If you have any questions, I would be at our booth. Brian will show you. We have the booth in the expo. And then if you have any questions, you can chat with me there.
Yeah, that's great. And Kalpesh has included some demo code snippets as well in the deck. So you'll be able to get that later. And of course, a lot of that code came from the quick starts too. Okay, now, fantastic. Thanks very much, Kalpesh. Great job.
Thank you. Thanks, Matt.
So now I'd like to move on and invite up our guest speaker from Pilo Health. He's Nathaniel Gaskin. He's the director of product development there. And he has, he's brought his little robot pillow with him. So welcome, Nathaniel. Thanks so much for joining us today. Let me go ahead and grab that for you there, and I'll
get this out of the way. I'm number one, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm as you said, I'm Nathaniel from Pillow Health, and we are a company based in Boston, Massachusetts, but most of our engineering teams in Italy, Genoa, Italy. And I just want to plug Microsoft. They've been such a great partner for us in getting all of these advanced APIs implemented to empower our product. And you hear a little bit of reverb here. So our mission is to empower. Am I getting some feedback here?
Just like a little bit. We'll just take down the volume just a little bit. There we go.
So we want to empower older adults living with chronic conditions like diabetes or heart disease to live at home longer. And we felt that we really need to build a someone rather than a something. And what you can see barely over the edge is our something, or someone, which is also a something. It's our digital healthcare companion for the home. It is a it manages medication adherence. It has a 28 dose pill tray in the back of it. And it's really powered by a lot of these cognitive services because it's a voice first interface. So we use Lewis to understand intents and to kick off workflows. And again, using all of the many of the Bing APIs to help us with entity search and fact search, et cetera. Going back to our core mission, we have, the population that we're targeting are people who are aging, and they have a number of complications to be able to age successfully, age for a long time at home or as long as they'd like to. And one of them is complicated medication therapies. Therapies not even involving medication, having to do with care plans from doctors. There are medication errors often result in hospitalization can result in hospitalization. And then just the feeling of social isolation and loneliness. There's been a lot of reports about how that is a large contributor to overall health. So this pillow, which I'm gonna actually peek up over here so everyone can see it. This guy, this was created with the intent to solve this. And the way we've done it is by incorporating the medication tray. We also allow partners to build care plans directly into the system. It's essentially a full smart tablet that has a medication dispenser on it, which allows people to create very customized care plans around different therapies. And one of the really nice things about it is we have a concept of caregivers. So a care team who are paid or unpaid can connect to the user at home. For example, you can video chat with the user, drop reminders, help schedule appointments for that user. And I just want to plug Lewis here. Lewis allows us to, has a lot of pre-built intents. So for example, let's make sure this thing is warmed up. Okay, Pillow?
Yeah.
How are you feeling today?
I'm a robot. I'm always fine.
Okay, so he's.
Thanks for asking.
All right, it's turned on. That's great. With Lewis, when you create an intent, right, you can use a custom one or pre-built one. So things like reminders, calling context, volume, a lot of the sort of core hardware functions are already built in there. So it allows us to very quickly allow the voice interface to control many different workflows. For example, okay, Pillow, remind me tomorrow at 5 p.m. to call mom.
There was a connection problem. Please, can you repeat?
Remind me tomorrow at 5 p.m. to call mom.
There was a connection problem. Oh. Please, can you repeat?
This is a real demo, too. Okay. All right, let's try this in. Give me a second to just double check that we're connected to things. All right. Okay, Pillow. Tell me about Satya Nadella.
Satya Nadella is an Indian-American business executive. He is the current chief executive officer of Microsoft. 14.
All right. Do you want to move over to showing payload?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, let's do that.
Let's do that. And you could probably mute my number one so we can use this microphone to augment the noise here. Thanks.
I'll be your cameraman.
Hello? Hello?
Great. Excuse us. So, yeah, okay, Pillow. Tell me about Satya Nadella.
Satya Nadella is an Indian-American business executive. He is the current chief executive officer of Microsoft, succeeding Steve Ballmer in 2014.
So he's smiling in that card. It also shows his net worth. So it's, you know, I always think that's pretty funny. But it's great. That's an example of one of the entity search items. So anyone can ask really any fact-based question to this. And you might be wondering, why do people do that? Well, let me give you another example.
Okay, Pillow. Can I take aspirin with warfarin?
You should not take aspirin or any products that contain aspirin while you are taking warfarin without first talking with your doctor. Also, you should not take other painkillers such as ibuprofen and naproxen without your doctor's advice while taking warfarin.
So this is an example of, we have a number of very, very focused chronic conditions. Again, I mentioned diabetes, heart failure, or heart disease, chronic kidney illness. These are cases where we can actually go in here and just make sure that, you know, it's going to give us directionally the right answer, you know, good answers, but always, again, you know, the nice thing about these fact-based searches, it does provide a, talk to your doctor, but here's what's generally known on the internet, which is a very nice response for us.
Okay, Pillow. Remind me tomorrow to talk to my mom.
Sure. When would you like me to remind you to talk to your mom?
5 p.m.
I will remind you to talk to your mom when it is 5 p.m.
Okay, Pillow. How many calories are in pesto?
There are 230 calories in one serving, 1/4 cup pesto. That's about 18 minutes of running.
So that's an example. That's a shout out to our Italians, our Genoa-based team. You know, pesto is from there, but this is another example. So so the other thing that Bing API gives us is a list of the categories. So when people are interacting with Pillow for a number of days or weeks, depending on their care plan, we're able to see the types of queries they're doing as well as the queries themselves, which helps us adjust care plan some of the care plan elements. And I wanted to mention around the reminders, we have an app as well as the device which shows the user their health plan. So for example, if I set a reminder to go visit I have a doctor's appointment, it will remind me on the device as well as the robot that it's time to go, or alert my caregiver that I missed an appointment, for instance.
Okay, Pillow, call Evelyn.
This is a video call. The person you are connecting to will see you through my camera.
I'm not sure if this is going to work, but one of the most, it's funny, we live in the day and age that we have a lot of, ways to do video calls, but this is probably one of the most exciting features from a connectivity from a social perspective for our users, is the ability to quickly talk to a grandson or a brother or someone like that. So that we found that a lot of our users really use this to not just manage their own therapies, but also connect to their families and caregivers. So that's all what we wanted to share. Again, I just really wanted to do a shout out to our team as well as the Microsoft team for really helping us get this to market. And I guess I should note that this is going to market this fall. October 1 is our product release date. And hopefully you'll see us in the news and buy this for people that you love and care about. Thank you.
All right. Make sure I'm turned on here. There we go. So in summary, we looked at quite a few things today, and we'll have a little Q&A here in a moment. We looked at visual search. We looked at where you can, you saw we used that as well in our code demo afterwards. We looked at custom search, Bing statistics, URL preview, and answers. And we wanted to spend a few minutes at the end to, I wanted to invite everybody else back up for a Q&A session. So that we could take your questions. Just as I do that, I want to show you how to find us at the expo. So we're located in the AI, data, and IoT section, or near Theater 2 in the Starbucks, if that's an easier way to guide yourself to us. So come and see us there. You can ask us more questions. I also wanted to give
and,
a shout-out
to... And speaking of maps, Brian, I think we also have, we cover Bing Maps, and we have a lot of new great features in Bing Maps.
That's right.
And sessions, as you can see, so you can see a lot of the map stuff at the same booth.
Yep, you can see a lot of the map stuff there on the other side of that wall, and that's a great segue into some of the other sessions that we have coming up as well, which you'll see listed here around custom search and visual search in the developer platform, the Maps team have a couple of theater and breakout sessions as well, so definitely worth checking those out. But with that, we'll go to Q&A, and I'll leave the session slide back up in a moment. So if you have questions, please feel free to use the mics on the side.
There are mics on both sides.
We'd be happy to take your question. Mr. AV person, the mic on the left there, is he on?
Regarding the visual search, have you done any comparison with other visual search SDKs from Google, for example?
Have we done comparison? The question, I think, was have we done any comparisons with other visual search SDKs? I'm not aware of a direct comparison that I can give you today. Certainly, as a customer, I'd welcome you to compare. We believe that our visual search is very, very cutting edge based on the amount of rich data that we return to you, and also the large set of entities that we return. So,
and we just launched it, so we're going to do the benchmarks, et cetera, like we do for image search. And we know that on image search and on video search, we are definitely better on metrics.
All right. If I could ask whoever's asking the questions, if you wouldn't mind using the mics on the side there so that the recording will pick you up as well, that'd be great. And then everybody in the room will be able to hear you. We've got a gentleman over here on your right. Go ahead.
My question was just for the visual search. What kind of objects do you return with that search? I know it's products, but what else do you return?
So we return things like celebrities, fashion. There are actually a growing number of segments that we're adding to all the time. We have many, many different objects identified in our knowledge graph, and we continue to grow that. Today, I would say we're most predominantly capable around products such as fashion that we talked about. But if you have your own set of, just a plug for the custom vision team, if you have your own set of very eclectic images and you're wondering if it'll detect that for you, you can always use the custom vision capability that we have in Cognitive Services as well to upload those images and to train a model and to get the results that you want.
We just started with a bunch of very common categories. You will see it in the visual search section where we have the demo that which categories we do today. But we have billions of images, as I mentioned earlier. We'll continue to grow that category set. And for the custom vision, I've seen this done multiple times. You just need 30 images, you know, in different forms to go train, you know, the recognition for that particular kind of image type. And I've seen metrics about 98% precision on that.
Okay, so I can create my own index of my own images and search against it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Great.
What is the pricing? And if I wanted to make it available on Android, can it be put on a mobile? And how would pricing work for that? If you want the user build directly, not on your account.
Sure. So so there's a full range of pricing across all of our products. We tend to price per query depending on which cognitive service you're using. They start as low as $3 per thousand, and they go all the way up depending on what you're using and how you're building on that. And absolutely, you can use it from Android. So either using it from as a RESTful API or using our SDK, which is available for you to use, you can make good use of it. So yes, we absolutely encourage, regardless of what OS you're using, to use our RESTful services.
It can be camera or any image.
Yep, yep. Please do.
Well, let's say I put it on Android. Mm-hmm.
You want the user to pay. So I think in that case, you might want to charge your user for the use of your service, or have some other monetization, aspect, like maybe advertising, and then maybe run your account. But if you were an ISV, for example, if you're asking it from that perspective, as an ISV, you certainly could create an account for your user and maybe pass those costs on to them that way, and the per query charge.
Yeah, we charge the app or the service that's making the calls,
yep.
Not the user.
Yep, just the whatever subscription key is being used. Good questions.
I have one question.
One more question? Yep, please.
It's still around the visual. When you're returning your search results, is there a confidence level associated with the results in terms of the match, and how accurate is that?
I don't know that we make an actual, there are aspects in some of our APIs that do actually return confidence scores. I don't think we return a confidence score. I don't think that we'll actually return the entity to you unless we're pretty sure.
Okay.
But it's a great feature request that we'll take back. And if we're not providing a confidence score now, then that's certainly something we should look at.
Yeah, as Brian said, so there are, as if we are not confident, we don't return results. There are a lot of different sections in the results that are like visual search results. There are product results. There are related searches. In each of the section, we can either return or not return, depending on the matching and the confidence that we have done at the back end.
So it could be similar images. It could be knowledge. It could
right.
be adult content. So we'll give you the scores for each one of them. If we don't recognize, we'll tell you that as well.
OK.
Yeah.
Yeah, but please do come see us at the expo as well, and we can scan your badge and.
We actually have a theater session with a deep dive and a developer, an even deeper deep dive on visual search. Theater session, I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's at 5:08. It's at 1:30 to 1:50. I think it's in theater one.
Theater session.
Great. Any more questions? No, and we're ending right on time. That's great.
Great. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all very much indeed.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you.